Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verse 27 to 33. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." But he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Theme: the cross of the sign of God's love. Since people are easy to forget, therefore a symbol is needed to remind them. Every time people look at the symbol, they remember what happened. The purposes of memorization are twofold. First, to help people to remember what the departed did for them. Secondly, to live deservedly with the departed's love and sacrifice. The symbols could be the departed's pictures, the monuments, ceremonies, etc. Today's readings concentrate on the symbols, meaning of symbols, and people's proper behaviors. In the first reading, the author paid attention to the faithful's manner to others. If they are Christ's disciples, they can't behave partially by respecting the rich and despising the poor. In the gospel, Jesus foretold his disciples the way of the cross which he was going to pass by. Every time looking at the cross, people are reminded the cause of the Son of God's death and God's love for his people. Analysis. The poor in the world are rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom. The faithful must discard partiality. The author advised his faithful, "My brethren, show no partiality as you hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of God, the Lord of glory." Partiality is an unfair tendency to treat one person, group, or thing better than another. For example, one treats the rich better than the poor, the powerful more than the lowly, the white than the black, etc. This can be the heathen's way, but can't be accepted by Christians. Christ taught us, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, sends rain on the just and on the unjust." St. Paul taught the same, "For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ." Don't treat others according to outside appearances, but according to human dignity, justice, and love. The author illustrated a practical example. There are two people who entered a synagogue, one in rich clothing and the other in poorly clad. The faithful can't treat one differently from the other, but must treat them equally because both of them belong to Christ's family. Human beings in God's plan of salvation. All material things belong to God. He gave them to people to use. The important thing is to properly use them, not to become a slave for them, especially not to set them above human dignity. Blessed are the poor. In reality, the poor are easy to believe in God than in themselves. In opposition, the rich rely on their possessions and are easy to forget God and his teachings. That is the reason why the poor are blessed. Therefore, insulting the poor is disregarding God's teaching. The author reminded the faithful, "Listen, my brethren, beloved brethren, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man." The rich usually treat the poor unjustly. The author listed out three characteristics of the rich. First, they maltreat the poor by using their richness to oppress them. Second, they use their money to buy judges so that these people shall favorably judge them. Last, they are those who look down on the Christians because the latter believe in a poor man who died naked on a cross and despise their richness. Gospel. The cross is the covenant of love between God and human beings. Jesus' true identity. The passion is near. Jesus knew in advance what should happen to him. What shall happen to him? It was the time for him to know people's faith in him, especially the faith of his disciples, after he has revealed, taught, and displayed his power. Today's passage happened on the ways to the village of Caesarea Philippi, which is Banias now. This is a beautiful and sacred area. It lies at the foot of Mount Hermon and is the intersection of many Syrian rivers. Therefore, it is inundated with water. It is the original source of the Galilee Sea and Jordan River, the only source of water for Palestine. There are many altars of gods which were discovered in this area. The altar of Pan of the Greek, the Emperor Caesar of the Romans, many gods of the Syrians, and the Baal god of the Hebrew. The golden calf which Jeroboam made and put at Dan was also found in this area. Jesus intended to use this place and put out the question so that his disciples could recognize the difference between him and all the gods of other religions. Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And they told him, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets." King Herod believed Jesus was John the Baptist, whom he killed and resurrected. The Jewish tradition believed the prophet Elijah shall come back before the Messiah's coming. All these answers didn't reveal Jesus' true identity. Jesus put out the same question for his disciples. "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Christ." And he charged them to tell no one about him. This is the correct answer which Jesus desired, because this is his true identity, the Messiah, the one sent from God, from the Father, the Messiah's way of salvation. And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. Peter, though he knew Jesus' true identity, didn't know Jesus' way of salvation. He couldn't accept a suffering Messiah who must go through the way of the cross to save mankind. He tried to persuade Jesus to use another way, and Jesus heavily rebuked him. "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not on the side of God, but of men." Application in life. Every time we look at the cross, we remember Jesus' painful and humiliating death, and our sins are the cause of it. We also know that God the Father, out of his immense love, gave us his only Son to die for us and to bring salvation. We must respect the human dignity of all people, because they are God's children and our brothers and sisters. They are also saved by Christ's precious blood. We should never value material gains over human souls.